Blog Talk Radio. Morning, depending on your time zone, and welcome. Welcome everyone to Night Light. Welcome light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers, and querents, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children, and philosophers, and all those who are seeking reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Jeannie, we invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around our nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. The show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people, gather for a time and be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change. This is our own very small oasis in the turmoil that we call creation. Share with us your light, and we'll share ours with you, and with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our ways, but provide enough light for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very long time ago and will continue long after this lifetime has faded into memory, so gathering together as we do every week generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Coming together and blending our lights creates an energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you'd like to learn more about me, I invite you to visit my website, barbaradelong.com. There's a ton of information there, as well as links to all of the other things that I'm involved in, and there are tons of them. There's also information on the other shows that I do, which I'm very honored to be included in. On on the first Tuesday and the last Thursday of every month, I'm delighted to be a co-host on Lizzie Starr and Hazel's show, Almost Heaven. It's an amazing show, and Lizzie and Hazel are phenomenal to work with. It's a show very similar to this, where there is talking, there is joyful laughter, and there is also, of course, the free readings, which we take great joy in doing. The other show that I have that Jeannie and I are going to get going after the first of the year is Matrix Radio. And many of you know that that was my husband's show, and he has recently passed over. And Jeannie and I have gotten to talking, and we're going to continue Matrix Radio after the first of the year. It's going to be an interview show, and we're going to interview people on all different levels and sides and focuses of the paranormal and the metaphysical. And that show will be on Friday evenings at 8 p.m. And after the first of the year, we're going to start in on that. We are looking around for people to interview. So if you have any suggestions, you please feel free to give them to us and we'll chase them down. Jeannie has made it into the chat room today. And though she doesn't read, she can answer almost all of your questions and probably give you a short one on the side if she feels like it. That didn't sound the way I meant it. But she can probably help you out a little bit as far as the queue goes. If you're interested in getting a reading, please call in. The call-in number is 347-857-2139. And we do take the calls in the order that they are received, and if Jeannie has screened you and the show seems to come to an end, please feel free. Please stay connected. If you've been screened, I will stay on the air, and I will do the readings. Hopefully, and we seem to balance it quite nicely. Also, Mary Peeler is going to be a guest on the show sometime soon. We haven't really nailed her down yet, but as soon as we get her nailed down, we will make sure that you guys know when Mary is going to be here. And we have a couple of other new psychics who are not new to the psychic field, but who will be new to the show. And one of them that I'm really delighted and thrilled about is James Luce. He is an amazing medium. He is a phenomenal psychic. I've had the honor to work with him, and he's worked with me on psychic fairs for the last year, couple of years anyhow. And he's just amazing, and I really look forward to convincing him. He said he will do the show. I want to get him here on a regular basis because he is charming, he is lovely, he is talented, he is gifted, and I think you'll all really thoroughly enjoy experiencing this amazingly, wonderfully gentle, sensitive, compassionate psychic. He's a lot of fun, and I will get him scheduled in as soon as this new year starts. I've sort of been fluctuating here with the crazy times the last couple of months, but hopefully we are now on a nice schedule, and we will be here every Friday. I do promise you, unless chaos hits someplace, and I don't think there's much more chaos that can hit us, so I think we're pretty safe for a time anyhow. So let's get started. We have a lot of people in the queue, and we will try to get to as many of you as we possibly can. We got Craig here. Hi, Craig. How are you doing?
Hey, happy holidays, Barbara. How you doing? It's good to talk to you once again.
Yeah, I'm doing great, actually.
That's good. That's good. I just want our annual year forecast that you do for me every year.
Oh, sure. I'd be happy to.
Okay.
I am losing my voice slightly, but I will persevere. This is just allergies. It's not illness, and it's annoying, but, I will crank through it. If this weather would just freeze over, I'd be just fine, but it keeps, hovering in there where the mold and mildew can keep multiplying. Okay,
what?
So this is going to be a year in which you're going to bring yourself into a greater balance than ever before. It does feel that this new balance starts with you focusing on taking care of yourself, on putting your act together, on getting rid of things that, just have been, burdensome and that you've been carrying for a long time. It does feel that as you hit January, it's really important that you take stock of how you're taking care of yourself. It does feel as though some sort of a regimen should be figured out here so that you can schedule those moments that you need to take to yourself. You tend to overschedule yourself from time to time, and then you forget to take care of you. January is the time where the focus on you is most important. And it feels as though you're going to be looking into diet, you're going to be looking into supplements, you're going to be looking into exercise, and you know all those things that I hate to say because it does sort of suggest that I need to look into them too. But this is a time where I would strongly urge you to sit down and on a small piece of paper that you can carry in your wallet, put together the goals that you have for this next year. 2013 can be an amazing year for you if you have your focus set at the very beginning of the year so that you can check things off as you actually complete them. February is a time of healing, of letting go of emotionalities, of working on your emotions, and actually focusing a great deal on the aspect of relationship, whether it's friends or a love relationship or even a relationship with yourself. It's really something that you need to sort of check out and do a reevaluation on so that you can possibly raise the bar, so to speak, in some areas and open yourself up for a greater expanse, a greater perspective of what the world holds for you. March feels crazy. It feels like it's absolutely so busy that it's unbelievable, and it feels as though you are you overdo it as far as scheduling yourself to do things. It feels as though you forget what the word no is and you say yes to everything, so that you are definitely overscheduled. But I think from what I can see here, it's a very happy time. It's exciting, and it's of personal, there's a lot of personal growth that goes on here. And there is a sense here of you moving into new venues and stretching yourself and stretching your mind, especially. As you get into April, there's a sense here of magic and miracles, expecting the unexpected. So it feels as though April's a time where the universe kind of, it doesn't throw hurdles in your way, but it does throw you curves. And it is suggestive here that you are going to be going in directions you don't anticipate, but it feels like they're very exciting and they will be very, very beneficial to you. So when doors open, step through them and allow yourself the joy of being surprised by what the universe puts in front of you, because this is definitely a year in which you're going to be growing and stretching outside the box. And you know, when people say outside the box, we all get a perception of what we think outside the box is, and the reality is the universe has a whole other idea as far as what outside the box is. So I almost feel like I need to say fasten your seatbelt, because it's going to be an amazing ride, but it will surprise you from time to time. I don't see in any place here that there is sadness or upset. So it feels as though it's all good, but it's challenging, and you're going to find yourself saying, "Did I really sign on for this?" And the reality is, yes, you did. As you come into May, there's an inner restlessness. There's a lot going on here. There's a lot of change here, and there's a feeling of you need to move, you need to grow, you need to shift yourself around. You need to open windows. You need to let fresh air in so that you can sort of clear out whatever dust has settled on aspects of your life that you haven't been addressing of late. But there is this real need, this adventuresome spirit that really seems to kick you into motion. And if in the May, June, July timeframe you don't travel, I would be very surprised, because it feels like you really need to feel that you are making progress, that you are moving into new dimensions and new areas of life. As you get into the June timeframe, here's where the creative energy here, and it's just amazing. It's just phenomenal. It's like your creative energy just expands unbelievably, and you find yourself inspired and very creative in new directions. And hear the new, because I think you are creative as it is now, but I think that this is something new. This is something that sort of challenges you and draws you. And I think from what I'm feeling and seeing here, it comes from past life experience. It comes from things that you've done in past lives that are sort of gifts and talents and skills that you haven't yet used, but that you will start to use after the June timeframe. Looks very, very interesting. The summertime, July and August, feels as though it's a time where you learn a lot about the strengths that you carry within, which are just absolutely profound. You bring a new balance. There's the element of justice and balance in your life here. And it does feel as though your perspective is changing. You're able to look at anything that happens and find a positive in it so that you can move above and beyond and forward as opposed to sort of hitting your head against a brick wall. I think that there's a minor test here the universe is sending to you, and this is something that will be very easy for you to overcome and move beyond, because it's almost like, you know, I got this one, I know this one, I've had this, I've been through this before, and I know how to deal and handle with things, which is kind of cool. Again, in September, there's abundance coming in all sorts of ways and directions here. It's not only on the physical plane, but on the emotional and the spiritual plane as well. So it feels as though you hit September through December, and it's almost as though it's a harvest time. It's a time where you're drawing richness from seeds that you have planted already, and there is a sense here of understanding the cycle. I just saw the Lion King and the Circle of Life type thing here, but I don't think you're going to have a lion cub. What I'm feeling here is that you see the cycle that we're on, and you're seeing how what you put out there comes back and manifests far more rapidly than it ever has before. So I definitely would say this is a time, again, for you to have that list so that you can put it out there and just sit back and watch something come to you and then build upon it, because there's a great foundation here for change. You have Law of Attraction working with you in the October time frame, and as you come into November, here's where being truthful with yourself is really, really important. And the element of truth with yourself is crucial. So that please, when choices and decisions come up in that time frame, don't roll something off your tongue automatically. Step back and say, let me think. Is this really what I need? Is this really what I want? Is this really what I'm striving for? Because I think from what I'm seeing here, your wants and your needs are going to shift dramatically this year. And you know, you may not need or even want something that is suddenly offered to you. So I'm seeing you coming up with no thank you here and there and just sort of moving beyond it so that you don't settle for less than you really and truly deserve. December next year has your intuition, your spiritual self, coming more and more out into the fore, interweaving with that persona that you let others see. I think that there's a strong, strong surge of spiritual energy that comes into you into the December time frame, so much so that you may even be looking at last year at this year and just saying, I need to focus on other things other than I did last year, because I held myself back by being restrictive, by putting mm-hmm. by putting limits on something. It feels as though you're looking at just you've determined what your wants and needs are almost in a package, instead of saying, give me what's the best for me, what will challenge me, and what will make me richer in spirit. That way, the universe is, you know, it can send you anything. It's all good. But if you are pulling yourself back to just this reality, you are in many ways preventing the universe from giving you something that you might really need for your own spiritual development. Okay?
Well, wow. I'd just like to thank you real quick. I know that you have other comments. I would like to make a real quick point in the things you said. You confirm everything that I've been feeling in my spirit since September about 2013. Everything
oh, wow.
that you said is kind of like in my spirit. I was kind of preparing myself. Like January would be like a preparation phase of how I wanted to map out my year. And I was basically going to put on paper the things that I want to do instead of asking people, seeing people what they think to see. I'm basically going to project my year for me. For myself, based on vision, paper, how I want things to go for me this year. And everything that you kind of said, it's kind of like what's been on my heart lately. you know, this year is going to be real. 2030 is going to be very epic for me because I'm going to graduate sometime within the next 6 months for my doctorate. So I think I'm going through a transition. I also really want to get into writing, hitting that hard within the next 2 weeks.
That's great.
There's a lot of other things I want to be doing this year. I said this is the year. 2013 is going to be the year that I get things done. And, again, I just want to say that everything that you kind of said, spiritually, is kind of like a progression phase of how things are really going to go. But I can see myself operate in those things and what you said by the things that just basically told you. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, you're so welcome. And, you know, it's the writing the list. I have a client who is a very big executive, actually, and he carries in his wallet that list, and every now and then when he comes for readings, I will say to him, have your list with you? And he whips it out every time, and it's really amazing to see that, you know, depending on when in the year he comes for a reading, you know, he has things checked off, and he really, and they're expansive, and some of them are really absolutely phenomenal. Like one of his goals, one of his things on his bucket list is playing the golf course in Atlanta where the Masters is played. And that has jumped, you know, a number of lists. It keeps getting brought forward, but until he actually achieves that, it will remain on his list. And it is just phenomenal to see. And it's a wonderful idea for everybody because that gives you goals that you have spiritually set for yourself. And the universe knows that that's what they will work on with you. So it's a great way to start the year out.
Right.
And you don't have to tell anybody.
Exactly.
Well, you don't have to.
That's the thing.
Yeah, it's just between you and the universe. You don't have to, you know, publish it.
Yeah, one of my mistakes of the past, I did do that in the past. So, yeah, I've learned my lesson on that one.
Yeah, the only one you want to be accountable to is yourself. You really don't want other people to say, I saw your list last year and it really sucked, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yeah, I used to do that. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, thank you so much, Barbara. Happy holidays to you, and I hope you get well.
I'm actually fine. It's just that I sound like I'm not, but I am actually fine. Thank
great,
you.
Great. You're
welcome.
Bye-bye
now.
Bye-bye.
I just love having people come back time and again. It really is kind of fun. Okay, we've got Carlos in California. Hi, Carlos.
Hi, Barbara. How are you?
I'm doing just well. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. I just woke up with a lot of energy, so it's a good day.
Well, any day you can get up is a good day.
That's true.
How can I help today?
I would also love your forecast, if that's possible.
Sure. Oh, no problem. That's one of my specialties. So this next year, 2013, as soon as we get through the 21st and everybody learns that we're not going to, you know, the apocalypse isn't hitting, it's going to be a real good one for you. I feel that you're opening up spiritually to a far greater degree than ever before. It feels like you've done a lot of interior, you've done a lot of work on yourself. And I think you've done an amazing job. You've made changes. You've made changes the way you deal with people, the way you approach people. And there is absolutely a tremendous amount of growth here that probably, you know, because people don't, you know, because we don't do it on the outside, people don't recognize the fact that we've done a lot of work, but you absolutely have, and it feels as though you're applying it, and that it's beginning to shift and change the way you deal with people and your life and your future, and it just feels amazingly positive. It feels as though you have absolutely laid the foundations for new beginnings, fresh starts, and January is going to be that time where you do start to, you know, manifest all of these changes. It feels as though you're putting into place the foundations for you to make massive changes in 2013. This seems to be almost as though you're wiping a slate clean, you're turning a page, you're getting in. It's almost like you're starting life all over again. And you know, without having to do it as a child, this feels as though you're using this change of year to make massive changes in your physical reality, and I think that from what I can see is it's very positive and well-founded. As you get into February, there's a feeling of a lot of things coming your way. It's almost as though you've set up the dominoes appropriately, and you've taken a long time to do it, And this year, you know, as you kick that first one over, everything is going to just fall into place for you. You're not looking for anybody to give you anything you don't deserve. You're looking for people to give you the opportunity to show them how magnificently wonderful you are and how well you've done at making changes within your own life and within how you treat other people and you focus. It feels here as though there's a focus on the home in March, as though you're looking to make changes, whether it's a move or whether it's just relocating, you know, very close to where you are, or if it's just redecorating and moving stuff around, because in March, the focus is definitely on the home that you live in. It feels as though you've been working very hard on your emotional body and stuff like that this last year, and that will continue, but now it feels almost as though you want your surroundings to change, and so there is work here on making changes within your surroundings. You're drawing new energy, new people to you as you get into the April timeframe. A lot of new energy, a lot of new people, it's almost as though you have rebirthed yourself on many levels, and so you're looking for people who will sort of meld and go along with the new you as opposed to the old you. I mean, you do have some very good friends. They'll stick with you. That's not a problem. But what I'm seeing here is that there is new energy that you're sort of sending out there, and it's going to draw new people from, they're very eclectically oriented, so I don't see that there are any one category. They're just very different people, very free spirited people, and you're drawing them into your life. By the time you hit the May time frame, there's a sense here of your insight, your intuition really being a good guide for you. So as you hit, you know, the end of the first 6 months of this next year, do understand that trusting your gut instead of your head, not analyzing as much as you have in the past. It feels as though sometimes you overanalyze and you don't allow the universe to give you things that you know are yours, but you sit and you question and you question and you question, and the moment is often lost. So trust your gut and act upon what your feelings are, as opposed to trying to think something through here as you get towards the May, June, July timeframe, because this is where I see your gut really giving you good, accurate advice. And if you follow it, if you flow with it, if you don't question it or you know, try to analyze it too much, I think that you're in for an amazing second half of the year. As you hit June, there's a letting go of barriers to your heart chakra. It's almost like you're lowering your barriers. You're trusting people to a higher degree. And you're following those insights that you carry within, because as you hit July, here's where I see you stretching yourself, moving outside of your box, deciding that maybe there are some areas that you'd like to grow in that may not seem logical to a lot of people. I feel strongly that you have brought skills from past lifetimes, that there is an inclination to try to, you know, to follow through with them, to try them out, to see. You know, you'll find yourself having a desire to learn things that don't necessarily fit into a structure of, you know, this is what a teacher does, this is what an electrician does. It's almost as though some skills and talents from past lifetimes are going to nudge you into expanding yourself. And I see a lot of woodworking here, and I don't know what that has to do with what I'm talking about, but I keep smelling fresh wood that's been cut and polished and stuff like that. And so as you get into the July timeframe, just remember that I mentioned something about woodworking, building things. There's definitely that talent and gift from past lifetimes. There's also a gift here of music. Do you currently now play a musical instrument?
I don't, but when I was younger, I used to play just about every instrument out there except for piano.
That's funny, because the piano is what I was seeing. I think music is going to call to you in some way, so that you're going to find yourself stretching into a new aspect of music, whether it is pleasure or whether it's putting something together so that you can play with it with other people. I'm not real sure, but music is coming in here as well, as is writing. August is a time where there are dualities. It feels like you have two new directions that you're moving in. It does feel as though there is there's an aspect of really focusing on career here and what you're doing, and do you perhaps think that there might be another direction for you to go? Don't know that you will, but it feels as though there's this internal saying, I can do more, I can do other things, and let me sort of play with the possibility of shifting or changing or expanding my career a little bit here, because by the time you get into September, there's Phoenix rising energy here. It's almost as though you're making a massive change of yourself, and that doesn't mean that you're fired and you lose your job. It means that you've decided to let go of those things that no longer apply to you and allow yourself to stretch into new directions. And again, that aspect of learning new things and expanding your talents is still here. It does feel as though career may be in for a shift. I don't see you losing your job, but I do see you seeking something else that may allow you to expand yourself more greatly and bring more of your talent and gifts in. It does feel as though as you hit October, there's this essence of a new power, a new ability to express yourself within your reality, and it does feel the spotlight falls upon you, as though as people are paying greater attention to those things that you can do and the potential that you carry within. So it's a good time to, prior to this, it would be a good thing to pull in extra talents and tools for your tool belt, so to speak, so that by the time you hit October, you have a greater amount of ability to utilize the gifts that you carry within. And then as you get into November, there's that essence here of taking stock, seeing, is the career that I'm in now the one that allows me to be as creative or as manifestational as I want, or is there something else that I might want to try? And if that is the case, 2014 would be a great year for you to sort of start something part-time to see if you can grow into it and if it can become an avocation that becomes a vocation for you. Okay?
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Thank you so much.
Well, thank goodness for the archives, and if you want to go back and download it so that you can kind of check back and check things off as they happen, that would be a great idea.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay. You have a great holiday season and a happy new year.
You too. Take care.
Thank you. Voice is actually going. Okay. We've got Vince in California. Hi, Vince. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. How can I help today?
Well, first of all, I didn't know about your husband, so my condolences to you.
Oh, thank you. But, he's not here, but he's not gone. He's still very much a part of my life, so, and at least now I can get a word in edgewise, so.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure he's on the other side being very frustrated from time to time that he can't interrupt me and say what he wants to say, which I think is really kind of funny.
Yeah. How did he pass?
He had lung cancer.
Oh.
And he passed only about 2 months after he was diagnosed. So we didn't have a long time to struggle he was very, very healthy right up to 3 days before he passed away. So it was,
wow.
if one has to have a good way to go, I think he found it. He was, he must have been a really special person to be able to do what he did with the dignity and the grace that he did it. So,
right. Well, I remember 4 years ago when Obama was being inaugurated in January, I for the first time in my life, I found a fantastic agent. She was in She was in Newport Beach, and she was a fantastic agent manager. She really loved me. She went to sign me on, and then I went to phone her one day, and I find out her office is closed, and I got a hold of her daughter, and I found out she had stage 4 lung cancer, and 2 weeks after she closed her office, she died, and it was the best manager I had just signed on with, too, so... But anyway, and yeah, and I also, too, I wanted to, my heart breaks for all those children that were shot today at the elementary school.
The number keeps going up. It's really phenomenal.
Yeah, right now it's 27 dead, 8 adults, and the rest are children. So.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
Jeannie was talking to me about it, and I'm in Connecticut, so this is something that is, you know, quite close to the local to me. And, you know, you do begin to wonder what possesses people to do stuff like that, and you got to blame some of it. I mean, obviously whoever did it had a problem, and we're in the holiday time where it you know, every loose gun goes off, and it's just heartbreaking to think that somebody would do something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other day I had a vision that someone went into a huge mall and started shooting people up, and then the next day I wake up and find out that actually happened, and it was just really devastating. So.
Well, these times, economically speaking, are enough to drive a lot of people to stuff like that, and it's a tough time. And you know, if somebody has a short fuse, if somebody is emotionally unstable, having to struggle through this time of the year and not have money and not have a lot of things is enough to send some people off. So
Barbara, I've been out of work on and off for 5 years. I have no unemployment. I have no money coming in. I'm almost $4,000 behind in my rent. My wife and I can't even afford to buy food. We're behind in our bills. This coming Thursday, unless I come up with at least $100, they're going to shut off the cable. By the end of the month, if I don't come up with at least a full month payment, my car's going to be repoed. And I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, I don't go out there and start beating people up and shooting people and start, you know, causing any garbage. And then on Monday, on top of that, I got a seatbelt fine. That's $160. And I have an arraignment on Monday, and I don't even know if the judge is going to let me go without paying and set a court date for me, or because the last time this happened, this judge was such a prick. He said to me, "Well, you're going to have to come in here every day until you can pay the fine and tell me whether or not you're going to." And I even said to him, "How am I supposed to come in every day when I don't even have a bus fare?" He said, "That's your problem." You know, and then I said to him, "Oh, I see. You're of the school of George Bush. As long as people think and speak the way you do, you have no problem with freedom of speech." And he said, "One more aspirin, I'm going to fine you." I said, "Go ahead. I got nothing left to lose." So, Monday, unless I come up with $160, I don't know what's going to happen, if I'm going to get a nice judge or if I'm going to get a greedy judge. You know, so. I don't know. I don't even know if there's a job coming for me and what's going on. And in January, I've had a hearing for a settlement in a workman's comp case postponed. And in January, we're finally going to get to be heard because it's going to be a priority case. And then my lawyer tells me that unless they come up with the witnesses or evidence, I may not get anything. I may only get $3,000, or if the judge is kind and he'll listen to me, I may end up getting a six-figure. So who knows what's going to happen? Now, I gave him names and phone numbers of former coworkers that witnessed a lot of stuff going down. So I'm hoping, he said he's going to subpoena them. I'm hoping that's going to make a difference. So in a nutshell, I want to find out what you see going on work-wise in this court case and all that stuff.
It does feel as though... this is a good time for you. It does, from what I can see here, especially the December time frame. December through February has you with spiritual energy flowing around you. I have to ask, the one thing that's really, really important here is, are you doing anything creative?
Well, I've stopped doing things creative because a couple of reasons. See, I love to write, and I've been trying to work on a couple of books. I finished one, and my agent is going to be looking it over after holidays, and he's going to see if he's going to be interested in publishing it, because it's a true fact book, like a criminal type book. And I did extensive research, but I want to write about five more, depending upon how this is. But now what's happened is my computer died on me, so I can't even do that. And the only thing I have to rely on is an iPad that I won on a radio show, so at least I have that. But you're restricted to doing things on the iPad that you can't do it like you do on the computer. So, you know, and then I'm trying to write some new material for stand-up comedy because I want to get back into doing that coming the new year. But the main goal right now is to get a job, get some steady income coming in so I can at least pay the bills and buy food and stuff.
Right. Well, first of all, I would not be writing on the iPad. I would get a pencil and paper and be writing, no, get a pen because pencil can be messy. But
right.
I would be writing things out in a notebook. I would be writing that way as opposed to on the iPad because it feels as though that the tactile stuff is really, really important to you. What I'm seeing here is spiritual energy coming in. There's a transmutation. There's a shifting and a changing of how you are perceiving of what's happening. And understand that every struggle, every difficulty you have does add to the dimension of your perception of reality. And that means that you'll be able to share through words, through energy, through all sorts of different ways, you'll be able to share a greater insight into aspects of life than you ever have been able to do before. Now, February has compensation coming into you. This feels as though it's money, so I think money is coming in. Prior to that, however, I just see there's a part-time job of some sort that's going to help to bridge things for you.
Okay.
So, are you going to be rich, rich, rich by March of next year? No. But are you going to be able to pay your bills and things like that? Yeah, you'll be able to work through that kind of stuff, absolutely. I am seeing, what I'm seeing here is the universe is basically expecting you to sort of do the best you can and bring in what you can and trust to the universe to help you, go further. Is your agent a book agent?
He's like a regular agent. He does all things like from getting people auditions for stage, for film, for commercial. In fact, he sent me on an audition 2 days ago, and I'm waiting to hear if I got the part or not. And if I get the part, it's supposed to be like a new sitcom coming out, so I don't know if I got the part yet or not. But he wrote a book on Anna Nicole Smith after she died, and he couldn't find anybody to publish it. So he opened up his own publishing firm just so he could publish the book. And when I found that out, I told him about my book. He says, send it to me. I'm going to read it. It probably won't be till after the holidays, and then I'm going to decide whether I want to print it, if it's good enough to print or not. So I'm waiting to hear from him about that, too.
Oh, okay.
So,
Let me just jump in here just for a second here, because I would rather not see you let him publish it. I would rather that you got on the computer and published it yourself, became your own publishing company.
That's what I was thinking about doing.
It's I got to tell you, and in order to do that, you're gonna shell out probably $150 to actually publish your book, and that's it. If you have somebody else do it, they're gonna charge you for formatting and all sorts of stuff, and it can be very expensive.
Yeah.
So look into CreateSpace. That's Amazon's self-publishing thing, and what's the other one? Kindle Direct is their ebook format. But don't have someone else publish it for you. You're able to do it yourself, and it will be much cheaper.
Okay. Yeah, I had a feeling about that.
Yeah, no. My husband self-published our books, and If he was still alive, I'd volunteer his services, but he's not, so I can't. But I don't channel him that well yet. If your agent could become a publisher, so can you. It's not that hard. And besides that, he would take a piece of whatever royalty you made. And I got to tell you, as a self-publisher, he will not market your book for you. You're going to have to do it. So you might as well do the whole thing. And,
yeah.
and if you decide to do that, give me a call, and I'll walk you through as much of it as I can. Send me an email, and I'll get on the phone with you and help to walk you through setting it up. So that so that you are your own publisher, because that's and once you learn how to do it, then you can become a publisher for other people and get a piece of their action.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because I contacted publishers, and this one publishing agency, they were interested in my book, but then the guys, and so I got really excited when they emailed me and phoned me, but then when they sent me the entire package, they said, in order for us to publish a book, we want you to pay $10,000 up front. So then the guy called me, because I just tossed it, and the guy called me and he says, are you interested? And I said, are you crazy? I said, $10,000. For not even half that, I could publish the book myself and do all the work myself. Why would I pay you guys and then you guys get half my residuals? I said, no. I said, you're crazy.
No. $150 is all it's going to cost you to actually publish it.
I know.
What I'm seeing here is you finding. Unique ways to start to pull your act together here, and it does mean that you're going to be taking some temporary part-time jobs that are not in your field of expertise, and in order for you to be able to cover yourself, I think that you're going to be just fine. But you need to hustle. And
I've been working. I've been phoning places like crazy for the last 2 weeks. Just, are you hiring? And everyone says no. But this morning I got two yeses. So one, I faxed over a resume, and on Monday I'm going in person to fill out an application and have an interview. So I'm hoping something of that nature comes across.
Yeah, you're just it's there's nothing more challenging than having to. Pick up odd, weird jobs. I mean, in my lifetime, I have stuffed envelopes. I mean, and I have two master degrees. So I've waited tables, and I've done all of the, I've done the same stuff that everybody else does. I mean, and I taught school, but when you need extra money, you do whatever it is you need to do to get it. I mean, this side of the law. And, it's amazing. I've even seen people at flea markets that have their smartphones with them, and they go through all the old books, and they go on to ABE Books to find out which books are worth a great deal of money, and they pick up books for $1 or $2 and then sell them on Amazon and make a huge profit.
Right.
So
I can't deal in Potter Hash. Damn. No, I'm just kidding. I've never done drugs in my life, and I never will. So,
Well, yeah.
I used to be a stripper, and I made pretty good money there, but I'm too old for that now.
I don't know. Really older people have bad sight, so you might try that,
That's a good idea. I could strip for the blind, maybe.
Be a geriatric stripper so that they're just grateful.
I am positive
and that you're going to be fine, and I think the more creative you get with how you do this, the more you're going to actually bring in and you may find at some point that unusual, strange, weird things are going to bring you in enough money so that a full-time job, although it will have benefits, is really not the way you're going to want to go. I think truly after the first of the year, things pick up for you tremendously.
Yeah, because once they do, then...
Yeah,
oh,
but
I'm
I would...
What were you saying?
You know, I would really prefer that you not be working in the norm. I would hope that you were doing unusual things that other people hadn't thought to do, and I think you have the imagination for it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I know I do. It's just a question of finding something. You know, I recently I applied, and unfortunately I didn't get the job because I didn't hear from them, but I applied for a job at a film studio just to like be a gopher kind of guy, like going from one office to the other in a little cart, delivering packages and you know, whatever they need. They want me to get them coffee, I'll go get them coffee, you know, so just kind of like that, but I'm like a golfer kind of guy, but I didn't get the job, so.
Well, this next year is going to be incredibly busy for you. And I would actually, when you go into court, be as polite and humble as you can. I know that you want to probably lash out from time to time. All of us do. But
yeah.
If somebody's holding your freedom there, it's really smart to
recognize
where your bread is buttered.
Yeah, I know, and I hate the thought of kissing ass, especially to a judge, you know, who's as greedy as they can get, because they don't care about your situation. All they care is about getting money for the city and in their pockets, and that's all they care. They couldn't care less if you're on the streets living without any food, tea for the last 2 weeks. As long as they get their money, that's all I care about.
Well,
so.
I do feel that I feel the judge you're going to get is going to be compassionate. So it's very appropriate to do the yes or no, sir. I'm trying, sir. You know.
And
you might also even ask if there are any agencies that you could apply to that might help you find work, because you know they may have agencies that you haven't hit yet. So, I'm not saying throw yourself on the mercy of the court and be sarcastic about it. I am saying that the nicer you are and the more genteel you are, the more the judge is going to be inclined to help you. And you know, I don't care if you get home and throw shoes against the wall, but when you're in court, be as meek as you can be.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to. I know it's not in my nature to put a blunt in the kid's ass, but this is something I'm going to have to do because I can't even drive a limo. I used to drive a limo, but what happened was, you know, I would take a lot of abuse from customers and just say yes, sir, no, so whatever, you know, and never say nothing. But I finally got to the breaking point one day. I had a person in my car, he started treating me like I was next to nothing because I didn't have the same money that this person did. So we were on the freeway and I pulled over his shoulder and I turned to him and I said, look, pal, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm trying to do an honest, decent living, okay? I don't need you to shoot off your mouth at me like this. So you're going to have a choice here. We either continue driving, you treat me with respect like I've been treating you, or you get the hell out of my car right now. You can hitchhike the rest of the way home. I got fired for that, and I said thank you. So,
yeah, no, I think that actually look upon this court appearance as an audition.
Yeah, you know, that's a good idea. If I do it that way, then yeah,
play the part.
Yeah, I definitely will.
And I think that you'll be very surprised at what it gets you.
Alrighty.
Okay. You hang in there, because I think things are turning around. It's going to get better.
Okay, and I'm going to keep you informed as to what's happening with the book and everything. And as soon as I get the money and the new year and things start getting a little more settled, then I'll contact you and let you know what's happening.
Yeah, I think that it would be a good thing for you to learn how to do that. And, you know, then you can, as you want to, do it for other people, and you do get a very small percentage if you set it up. But But there are tons of people out there that want to write books that don't have, you know, the computer skills, and you have them. So use them.
I definitely will.
Okay,
well,
great.
Thank you very much.
You're
Take
so
care.
Welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Have a great holiday. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay. Somehow difficulties don't take a vacation. And I see the chat room is talking about the shooting here in Connecticut as well. Jeannie had mentioned it just before we went on the air. I haven't had a chance to listen to the news, but I'm going to have to get on the television and check that out too. It's a terrible thing to happen at any time of the year, but especially at this holiday time. So in my heart and my prayers and everything go out to the parents and the children. It's a horrible, horrible thing to happen. There's no way to in any way say that somebody has a reason to do something like that. It's just unforgivable. Okay, we're on to Mary in Texas. Hi, Mary. How are you doing?
Okay. I would like to have the yearly reading. I got one last year from you, and it was really nice. It was, you know, like a road map. Here, you can go through the congestion, or you can take a detour.
Yeah, that's about it. Frankly, I kind of like the detours. somehow sitting and waiting for something to happen isn't as challenging as foraging new territory and creating new pathways. Okay, the next year is going to be one in which you bring a new balance into your life. It feels like you're putting your house in order on many different levels, and I'm not talking housekeeping and closets as much as I'm talking emotionalities, focus, and clear sight as to what it is you want to do and how you want to take this next phase of your life, because it looks as though there are changes coming here, and I feel really, really strongly that in some ways you haven't really made up your mind or determined exactly where you want to go from here. It's almost like I know there's the element, I know there's change, I know I want to change, but I'm not sure where I want to do it and how I want to do it. And it's not the time to really, you know, see that or feel that or know that. But as you get into the January timeframe, here's where I do see you sitting down and saying, okay, but here's a 5-year plan, here's a 10-year plan, here's a 20-year plan, and let's just see how close I can come as the time goes by. You have a lot of, there's a sense here that this is a spirit, yours is a spirit that wants to serve humanity, that wants to do more than what the norm is, so to speak. And it does feel as though there is a calling for you to make a change, to make a difference, to leave a mark and to help people and to serve humanity on a lot of different levels. And I guess it's important to say to you that you don't have to be in any particular position of power to serve humanity. You can do it one smile at a time. And sometimes the greatest gift that you can give to another person, the thing that will change their perspective and their whole day and their whole approach to life, is kindness. And if it comes from a stranger, even better. So if it's not that you have to be in a particular position or place to change humanity or touch humanity or help people to heal. It's how you live your life and how you approach the people around you. And that old saying of random acts of kindness and paying ahead, they all mean something, and it's something that, you know, I would say consider it, because I got to tell you, when it's amazing when you walk up to a stranger or even in the grocery store and say, I just had to stop you and tell you that color on you looks amazing. And you can see a cloud lift. You can see energy shift. And you just move on. You don't sit and talk forever. But just flipping things like that out to other people is a kindness, and it helps humanity to become more humane. And so as you sit in January and try to figure out just where do I want to take life and what do I want to be if I ever grow up, this is a part of the whole process. February has it feels here as though that there's a number of different directions you could go there. It feels that there are, it's the aspect of expanding the depth of your perception and finding other ways in order to work different things in your life. But there's a duality here. There's a physical reality and a spiritual reality you're dealing with. And often they do run very parallel and they do touch. And then there are times when you're kind of going in two different directions at the same time. Never will they conflict, but often they will flow together so that you really feel that surge of energetic power that comes from within you when you are spiritually aimed in the right direction and doing the right thing. You know, one of those things one of those times where you kind of want to freeze the moment because it feels so good, and you're afraid if you take a breath you'll ruin the moment and normal reality will get going. So it's going to be an interesting February for you for sure. As you get into March, there's abundance here. There's a tremendous amount of abundance coming into you. Here's where I see karma coming into play within your life. It feels as though karma of a very unique and interesting nature is kind of winging its way to you, and you're going to find that life does shift and change, really, I have to say, dramatically in the March time frame. And it's all for the good. It's all for the best. It's really amazing. I'm not seeing lottery tickets being won, but I am seeing, you know, you being the recipient of a lot of kindness and love and sharing and goodwill from people, sometimes that are strangers. And it's almost as though if you have a project of some sort you want to get going, have it ready to get going in March, because this is the time that is probably more favorable to you than any other time in the year. Not that you're not going to be lucky in the other times of the year, because I think you will be, but it does feel as though March is a profoundly beneficial month for you. Everything seems to fall into place. It looks like it's a really cool time. And that aspect of abundance, more so on the spiritual than the monetary level, but the monetary is here too. As you get into April, you have insight, you have your intuition, it's almost like the veils are clearing and you're able to see things a lot more clearly than you ever have before. And I don't think I really, you know, want to set you up in business as a soothsayer or an oracle, but there is the aspect of truth and reality here, and it does feel as though you have the ability to see where people are coming from. You have the ability to see if there's an agenda or not. You have the ability to understand why people are saying the things they say, and because of that, you're able to sort of step back and just take a different look at reality and sort of let things go that you might not have in at other times. As you get into the May time frame, here's where there's a tremendous amount of books. There are a tremendous amount of books around you. There's a lot of seeking wisdom, learning that you need to learn even more. A lot of us get to certain places in time. pardon me, in our lives. Gravel throat here. We get to places within our lives where we think I'm old enough now. I don't need to learn anymore. It's not that I know it all, but I don't need to know anymore. And with you especially, that just is never true. You always have a hunger for learning. You always have a hunger for learning and expanding and adding to your knowledge and your wisdom base. It does feel here as though as you get into the April May timeframe that there are new things to conquer, new things to stretch yourself into, and I feel you moving in directions that in the past were not directions that you might have gone into. It does feel here as though you are looking to expand your own talents, utilize the power you have and the gifts you have within you and develop them, and understand that a lot of people who have the kind of gifts you have never do stretch or use them to learn with, but I do see you doing it. It's almost as though you've come to a point in time where you're grown up enough to handle some of the new directions you're going to be going in. June has you pulling body, mind, spirit together, and it does feel as though this is a time where you set yourself on a more spiritual pathway than ever before. And the summer is a time where I think you become a fanatic, in a good way, spiritually speaking, sort of finding that you're getting response inside of yourself to some of the things that you've been trying to do. And because of that, You are greatly encouraged into moving into new directions, new ways of touching other people's lives. August is crazy. August is so full of stuff. It's just unbelievable. It's almost as though you're making preparations for a whole new focus, a recreation of yourself, your life, the directions you're going. It's a time in which there's a lot of fun. It feels as though there's so much fun here. You just keep taking everything on, and you don't make room for, you know, getting 8 hours sleep or eating good meals or stuff like that. But it's all good, because by the time you hit September, here's a new polished you. Here's a new aspect of you. Here's a new level of understanding of yourself and your place within reality. And it does feel as though spotlight's falling on you, people are paying attention to you, and you have offers coming at you to move into new dimensions, new places, new aspects of life that you hadn't thought about before. You get into October, and here's where you need to really focus on what it is you need in your life, you know, what you need to focus on as far as keeping you going and running smoothly. It's a time where I think you become a lot more truthful with yourself about what it is you really need, but you know, what we want and what we need are almost always two completely different lists. And what I'm seeing you doing is sort of combining the two here so that you have an A list and a B list. The A list is what you actually need, and the B list is what you don't need but you really kind of want. And as the year progresses after that, I do feel you addressing more of the A list than the B list, but every now and then the B list comes in, and that's appropriate and that's good. Healing energy is here. There's a lot of healing energy, and I don't know whether you are professionally a healer or if you play with healing energy, but this is something that is going to really expand tremendously as you get into the end of 2013. The use of healing energy, whether it is healing energy for yourself or for your family or for other people, please understand that healers need to heal themselves constantly, not because they're damaged, but because it makes the quality of the energy that they use far more better if they are applying it to themselves first and then to other people, because healers have to be whole, and none of us are, you know, we get to points in time in our life where it's never been better, and I'm just so thrilled that it's there, and then the next thing you know, you're dealing with something else, so that being whole is an ongoing process. The healing process is ongoing, and it does feel as though it's something that you're going to be working at and on, and I think you're going to be fantastic at it. It's going to be a good year. And one in which I think that you're gonna get a lot more than you expect, and the potential for your ability to give to others is expanded tremendously. Okay?
That sounds really great. Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm glad you called back. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. See if I can keep my voice going here. Okay, we have Susie in Florida. Hi, Susie. How you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm so saddened over the news of what happened in Connecticut.
So am I. I, you know, like I said, I haven't been able to. It happened just before we went on the air, so
mm-hmm.
I haven't had a chance to really check into it. I mean, it's in Newington, which is really close to me. And it's horrible and it's sad, and you just wonder why did something like this have to happen with children so very young? I mean, it's terrible.
Absolutely, yeah. But anyway, I would just like a general reading. I have something coming up on Monday, and also just want to see how my cat's, you know, he's my child, my kitty, so just want to make sure he's okay too.
What's your kitty's name?
His name is Turkey, and I use he has a lot of little nicknames, but he's a hyphenated name. It's Turkey Turk.
Oh my gosh. well, you're speaking to someone who has 8 cats, so how old is your cat?
He is about 8 and a half. And I need him as much as he needs me. He is better over anything else that I could take for, you know, pain control. All I need is my little turkey, and I'm so much better.
Well, you know, the Chinese have a philosophy about cats, and I tend to agree with them, that cats are a healing animal, that they do draw heavy energy from people and
mm-hmm.
help to dissipate it. So I think your guy is just fine. I think
mm-hmm.
that I keep seeing a lot of sunshine. Does he like laying in the sun?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I always put all his little places he likes to lay, I always make them nice and cozy, and he loves to look out the window most of the day.
Yeah, I think you've spoiled him really good. You've done a great job.
Thank you.
No, you're welcome. I mean,
and then
you have
just a general reading on myself as well.
Okay. Well, I can see here from what I'm seeing here, there is a certainly a duality in your life that you. It's not that you have two personalities, but it does feel as though you're very aware of the two different levels of consciousness that you're dealing with here. And this year is going to be a year in which you do work very hard on not only your physical reality, but your spiritual reality as well. And it does feel as though there are. This is going to be a year in which there are spurts. They're going to be. It's growth that is coming in here, and
mm-hmm.
and understand that anytime there's growth, it's like birthing a new aspect of yourself, and you know, any birthing process has a certain amount of discomfort connected to it. So and it feels as though here you're one of these people that want change but don't particularly like change a lot until it becomes the norm, and so in that way, in that fashion, you're gonna find yourself every now and then swallowing hard as the year goes on, because I see a lot of shifts here, a lot of places here where what you had as the norm is shifting and changing and expanding, and you're a little uncomfortable, but it happens anyhow, so you really have no choice here.
Right.
And it does feel as though you are getting to a place here where there are a lot of shifts happening, and I do feel
sure.
that it starts with the first of the year. It's kind of like the universe is saying to you, you know, it's time to get out of that rut. And,
mm-hmm.
and in order to get out of the rut, you know, you have to carve your way out, and sometimes that's a little bumpy. And
mm-hmm.
but the bumps are okay. I think that from time to time you're going to find over the next year at least once a month, if not more, that your rut, your groove, because
mm-hmm.
you know, grooves are what's comfortable, and when they don't become comfortable, you call them, you know, ruts. But
mm-hmm.
it feels as though the rhythm of this next year, it shifts and changes on a pretty regular basis, and you'll catch your breath every now and then saying, holy, you know,
I've had one of those weeks already. This week, it's been quite a crazy week.
Yeah, it's sort of like questioning, did I really and truly sign up for this? And the reality is, yes, you did. And this is going to be a wonderfully exciting year, one that's manifestational, one that is going to open things up and broaden your horizons greatly. And as you hit January, that's where, you know, that's where it starts. And
mm-hmm.
January, and again, I want to reemphasize, this is all good.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, it's not what you expect. It's not what you're comfortable with, and therefore you have to reestablish a new balance and a new comfort zone, and you'll
right.
do it beautifully. February, you've got new foundations, and it does feel as though you are, you know, you've got a new direction in sight. You are laying foundations for it. It's almost like it's almost like you have a foundation in place, and I want to caution you to sort of expand it, make it bigger. In other words, if you were buying a house, I'd say instead of two bedrooms, get five. Instead of, you know, just make
mm-hmm.
sure you branch out big enough so that it'll hold you, so that you don't feel claustrophobic by the end of the year. And you have tended to do that in the past. You've sort of asked for and accepted less than you really deserved. And when that happened, you felt claustrophobic in many different ways. I feel that March is a time here where you're setting things in motion, where things are going on behind the scenes, where you are where you don't see a lot of progress, but you feel that something is about to happen. And this is all a matter of setting up the ducks so that they're all in a row, so that everything is fine. There's a move here. There's the potential for a move in April. Are you planning a move?
No, I'm actually in the midst of, well, they filled in my sinkhole. There were a lot of voids underneath my house. And by the first of the year, I should be at the being able to get the cosmetic repairs done to my home.
Okay, well, home is a focus, and it's a definite focus here. And it's almost as though it felt, well, let me put it this way. I see you putting things in boxes. I see you packing boxes and setting them aside. So if not a move, you may be putting up boxes so that some of that cosmetic work can be done. But April is definitely a focus on home. And as you get into the May time frame, here's where you have unity of focus. Here's where you're looking at new directions. Here's where you're just refocusing yourself in a lot of different places so that you feel secure in the direction that your spirit is going to take in the next 6 months. And as you hit June, here's where, this is interesting, there's compensation coming in that you haven't anticipated. There's a lot of an essence of new beginnings, fresh starts. There's a sense here of money coming into you, but also attention from other people and new people coming into your life and you expanding those your extended family. I feel it's also a reunion time, as though you are sort of drawing to you yourself people that you haven't seen for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
Here's where a reunion happens here, and it happens in a number of times and places so that it's family get together, friends get together. It's a lot of I don't want to call them parties, but I see get-togethers.
Mm-hmm.
And as you hit the July timeframe, there's magic and miracles, expecting the unexpected. Here's where magic comes into your life. And from July all the way through to the end of 2014, magic seems to be infusing into every aspect of your life. That's things coming to you that you don't anticipate. That's things falling in place that you never thought would happen.
Mm-hmm.
There is new people coming into your life. Are you currently in a relationship?
No, I stick to myself. I'm a real introvert.
I you know, you can be as introverted as you like, but I see a relationship coming in here, and it feels like it's a soulmate.
Oh no!
So
sorry. Okay.
Talk about outside the box. Talk about being outside your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be, I would buy money to watch this happen, because you're going to squirm a lot. But good squirm, good squirm.
Mm-hmm.
It does feel as though you're going to question everything and everyone. It looks like when you have things that are really bothering you and scaring you and upsetting you a little bit, you seem to poll the masses, almost standing on the street corner asking people's opinions. I wouldn't do
mm-hmm.
that, but you do it.
Mm-hmm.
Please understand that any advice anybody else gives you is perfect and wonderful, but only for them. So you have to moderate everything. I do suggest that you take baby steps, but take the steps. Don't just stand in place and be frozen. It is, as I said, I feel it's a soulmate, so that all they'll do is laugh at you if you do this, but you'll do it anyhow. They will say.
And I'm also having surgery on Monday. I'm worried about that. Because it's I'm having a second neck surgery.
This looks like it's going to go just fine.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
You're going to be just fine. You know, you're giving yourself agita over this. I think the surgery is going to go just fine.
Okay.
And you know, it's sort of like remember that law of attraction. What you put out there is what you get.
Mm-hmm.
So spend the rest of the weekend and everything saying to yourself, it's going to be wonderful, it's going to be fine, I know it's going to be absolutely perfect, and it's going to go like, you know.
Yeah, but I've been trying to think of funny things to say as I'm out of surgery and everything, because I sort of try to make, you know, get people to giggle over the most, you know, I'll say I'm a pain in the neck, so, you know. I just like to always have humor in there.
Well, it always helps, and it does feel here as though, but you know, just be natural, because it feels to me as though you really, if it's prepared, you'll stumble, and if it's not prepared, you'll be just fine. So mm-hmm. understand that they've done this operation a lot, so
mm-hmm.
there's they know what they're doing. You know,
right,
scaring.
Right.
They're, yeah. I mean, they are scaring you. I mean, I understand that, but
mm-hmm.
But from what I can see here, it's going to be just fine.
Okay, alrighty.
And you know, go to bed with that thought. Wake up with that thought. Thank thee. And my good friend Mary Peeler. She talks about affirmations, and they're absolutely right. And so an affirmation of thank you, universe, for making this operation simple and successful, I greatly, you know, I'm grateful.
I have it because it's in the VA system. And I was just so fortunate that from the onset of consult, the 1st of November to a couple of weeks ago and then also the surgery day, that it's all happened within a month and a half, which is like not seen in the VA system for, you know, certain things like that.
Well, just you know, seriously, just say it over and over again. And when you have nothing better to do, thank the universe
mm-hmm.
again. And the more you thank them, the better it'll be.
Yes, absolutely.
It's that easy. And so as you come into the September time frame, here's where there's laughter, joy, and celebration. It feels as though, I think this is relationship there's a connection to relationship here. As you hit October, there's a new balance in your life and new directions. And again, you're outside of the box, but it's really so cool. And then November, you sort of move into a whole new venue as far as your understanding and perspective in life and job and everything. Yes, your life is going to be turned inside out, but in a good way, and you're going to really thoroughly enjoy it. It's going to be a great year. And are you going to be challenged? Yes. Are you? And there's no more groove or rut here. It's almost as though you're flowing a lot more freely than you ever have been before. And yes, there is no roadmap, but that's what makes it more exciting.
Interesting. Yeah. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
You too. Goodbye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I can't believe that, first of all, that we have this tragedy here in Connecticut, and the fact that it's the holiday time is just, it's mind-boggling, and you kind of, it makes you sit down back and try to remember what the true meaning of this holiday season is, and it's not presents and it's not gifts, it's family, it's loved ones, it's sharing time with them, and these people certainly have lost that option, and it's a very sad thing for them, and I just my heart goes out to everybody, and I know all of your hearts do too. It's just not what you expect to have or to hear at this time of the year, especially, but any time, actually. Okay, we're going to move on to Michelle. I'm going to try to move on to Michelle. Hi, Michelle. How are you doing?
Hi, Barbara. I'm good. I'm really happy to talk to you. Thank you. Hello?
Hi, I'm here. Has the switchboard been strange? Because Jeannie, you know, every now and then talks about how it jumps around and drops people and stuff like that.
So far, so good until now, but okay. Well, I have been hearing you give really great information about a 2013 forecast, and I would like one, please. And go ahead, let it rip. I'm ready.
Yeah, this seems to be a let it rip day.
Yeah.
Which, well, you know, that's my favorite because, you know, so long as people don't limit me to a question, then I can give them, you know, whatever is here. And, you know, if they have a specific question, then, of course, that's what we focus on. And sometimes, you know, really cool stuff goes by the wayside because of it.
Right.
Okay. This next year is going to be one in which you spend a great deal of time taking everything apart and you know, analyzing it and then putting it back together. And I think the best advice I can give you is if something is working, don't take it apart. You're really good at analyzing. You're really good at taking things apart. But the problem is sometimes we take things apart and we can't remember how to put them back together. So unless something is broken, please don't take it apart. And you know, that said, it's going to be a great year because what you're doing is you're paying attention to the direction you're going, and you're seeing subtleties of change that need to happen, need to come up, and those subtleties of change, you know, as soon as you identify one, you act on it, which is phenomenal. You don't just make a list; you act on something, and then you move on to the next thing. You fix things as you find them instead of putting them on a list to do at a later date. It's a time in which, especially in January, where it's a harvest time for you, where what you've sent out is returning to you greatly magnified on all levels, and it does feel that you have given out kindness and love and compassion and caring and healing to other people. And you've been so great about it, so generous about it, so abundant about it, that sometimes you haven't left room for other people to give back to you. And this is going to be a year in which you learn how to receive with greater dignity, with greater with a greater sense of kindness than you ever have before. You're great at giving. You're not so great at receiving. And so you're going to be getting the opportunity to really allow people to give to you in the way that you have given and found joy in to other people. So it's going to be a very exciting year for you. It's going to be a year in which you get surprised a lot and in which, you know, kindness has come to you that you just don't expect in from directions and manners that you don't expect or anticipate. And some of it has to do with karma, because as we get into February, there's karma here. It's almost as though you're beginning to recognize that sometimes things are coming from people that you've had past lives with, that there is that past life feeling and flavor to things. You're going to find new people coming into your life, and it is karmic situations and acquaintances that are going to be touching in. It's almost as though you're going to meet people that you feel like you've known forever, and these are going to be people that have been with you in past lifetimes, and there have been relationships and things like that there, so that you have that past life linkage. And sometimes it's going to be someone who was a sibling, and sometimes it's going to be someone that you've actually had a relationship with. So it looks like there's some very interesting stuff here, and it does fall in the house of relationships. So I got to ask, are you in a relationship now?
Yes, I'm married.
Okay, that's a relationship. I think you're going to find greater depth here. You're going to recognize that there's something else here on top of what brought you together this lifetime. And I think that it's going to be rather amazing for you, and you're going to find that there is another level, another aspect of the relationship that you had not incorporated into your life that you're going to. And it's going to be a very profound one. It's going to be a really cool time for you. And it does feel as though in other areas of your life as well, this karma aspect is going to manifest in some very unique ways. I do feel that you are stretching yourself, you are growing, you are moving in new directions, and there are going to be opportunities that open to you over the next 12, 14 months that are going to sort of expand your expertise and move you in new directions. All of us at some point in time in life say to themselves, you know, well, this is what I'm meant to do and this is where I'm meant to be, and so that's it. You know, my life is already, you know, carved in stone, so to speak. And that's not the case with you. I do feel that you are a late bloomer, so that there is there are aspects of your character and your personality that are going to be worked on and developed over the next decade or so that you know, you weren't ready for a number of years ago, but this feels as though there's a new level of energy coming into you that is going to expand you in those areas. And on a personal level, it feels like it's going to be very, very rewarding. You're going to have things happen to you, and you're going to be able to step back and say, I can't explain why, but I know I earned this. I know I paid dues for this, and it's just so amazingly wonderful. I can't believe it. And you're going to do that a lot this next year. It's really that karma card coming up here and saying, okay, we're going to balance things out a little bit. We're going to pay debts, you know, pay debts and have debts paid to us from the past. I don't feel that there's any, you know, severe karma here. I think it's kindnesses and gifts and things like that. I don't feel that somebody's going to put you through the ringer at all. It feels as though it's a time for you to open doors and allow yourself to stretch into areas that you had decided not to venture into or to open to. I feel strongly that there is writing talent here, and that writing is something that you are going to experiment with, and there's a sense here of you have a story to tell. You have more than one story to tell.
And that's very true.
And so it's kind of like it's time for you to start putting it down on paper and you know, expanding beyond what limits you have set for yourself. I think that there is publishing here, and there is the element of you have a talent and a gift with words. You paint with words, and you can touch people's spirits and emotions to a greater depth than most can. So I would love for you to get, you know, a notebook and start playing, because, you know, and when you're writing about things that you know that people might be offended by or whatever, change the names to protect yourself. But get the essence of the story down there, because you have a lot to share. It's really amazing. April has you pulling the pieces of a puzzle together. It's almost as though there are aspects of your life that you have always wondered about and haven't been able to put the pieces together. Here's where I see you working at putting those pieces together. And by the time you get to May, you have a whole new picture of what your reality actually is. And it's a good full picture. It's really kind of neat, but it will always shift and always change according to the directions that you decide to take. In the June time frame, there's a sense here of looking at situations that you are in and that are around you, and sort of realizing that everything that is thrown your way, every hurdle, every roadblock, everything that you come up against that challenges your forward motion has a positive lesson in it. And once you find that positive lesson, that positive message, you're able to really flow forward with greater strength and greater determination. And it does feel as though, you know, once you get the key to it, it's really kind of cool, and you do make some shifts and changes that are, I would say, radical. There's a birthing aspect as you come into July. And is another baby something that you would welcome in your life?
I don't have a child right now, but I would like one.
I'm seeing pregnancy here. Was there a miscarriage? Because I see, I said another, and that would indicate that there may have been a miscarriage at some time.
No, I'm not aware of a miscarriage, but I do have a dog now, which is like my baby, so I don't know.
All right, I'll take that one.
So pregnancy in July?
Yeah. I'm seeing pregnancy here, and normally when this card falls, I you know, it's more for me, it's more of an essence of rebirthing yourself. But this feels more like a pregnancy than it feels like a rebirthing. So yeah, I see a pregnancy here. And really the message to you is stop trying so hard and just enjoy the process. Because you put a great deal of pressure on everything, and that pressure can be the emotional block that prevents a pregnancy. And, you know, I never was in that situation. I got pregnant by accident when I was married, and you know, my son is fabulous, but, you know, I certainly at that time was not thinking of pregnancy, and that's often what happens. You know, you get to the place where you just let go and you let God, and nature takes its course, which is really kind of cool.
Right.
So no pressure. Just enjoy the ride. As you get into August here, there's a new sense of there's a sense of music and harmony and creative healing energy that seems to be around you and about you. The other thing that is very clearly here is that you have in past lifetimes done energy work. Do you do energy work at all this lifetime?
No. I mean, I find Reiki interesting, but I haven't done anything about it.
Well, I would suggest you take Reiki 1 and 2. You don't need 3, but take Reiki 1 and 2. And Reiki especially was developed to be used, you know, on yourself. That's initially what the Reiki was for. And Reiki energy might help you to relax, might help to loosen some blockages, and might make getting pregnant a lot better.
Okay.
So but again, don't be so focused and intense that you take the relaxation and the joy out of the whole experience. You know, don't you are an intense person.
Really?
Yeah. and yeah, you don't do anything like lightheartedly. You do it with great determination.
Yes.
And there are parts of life that we really don't have any control over. We have to turn them over and allow the other side to have some sort of influence upon things. And I keep wanting to say, just enjoy this. This is a good ride. And you know, you're so intense and serious. It's sort of like the universe laughing at you because. It's so easy to do, and you're making it difficult. You're standing in your own way, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
So if you can get occupied doing something else, just perhaps, you know, just perhaps your intensity has put this off. So if you got occupied at doing Reiki or almost anything else, then the universe could sneak, you know, do an end run on you and make things a lot easier for you. As you hit September, there's a sense of evolution of just sort of moving up and seeing your perspective expanding and understanding that. There's a greater purpose here than what you initially thought. So that as you come into October, there's new commitment, there's new direction, there's new focus on you know, directions you want to go. Again, your intensity is admirable. It's fabulous. If ever I wanted to hire somebody to do something, it would be somebody like you who just, you know, took the bit in their mouth and ran with it. My only problem is, you know, getting pregnant is a fun thing, and you're supposed to laugh and giggle and have fun with it, not research it to death so that you know all of the scientific whatevers. And I mean, I just, your energy reminds me of my son's when he and his wife decided they wanted to get pregnant, and she actually got pregnant the first time. My son became experts on female anatomy and stuff that you don't even want to talk about. And, you know, the first time he said mucus plug to me, I looked at him and I thought, where? You know, it just, you know, and so I see you doing that, and I would like to recommend you not do that. I mean, doctors, you know, tend to lead us through this very, very nicely. So I would relax. Relax and enjoy.
Okay.
you're committed to doing so many other things as well. You do know there's a purpose for you this life. You do feel there's a calling. You just don't know who it is or where you're going. And
yes.
And you know, that's that's common for someone who has a spiritual outlook on life. And I just think that you need to, again, relax, because when we're called, if we don't answer the call immediately, hey, they call back, you know, and the call comes louder and louder and louder until you can't avoid it. That we are guided if we let the guides in there, and you just want to take control. You can't micromanage your own evolution, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
And it's not ours to it's not ours to manage. It's ours to follow, and a pathway that we, you know, put out there for ourselves. As you get into November next year, there's a wonderful sense of relaxation, of taking a deep breath and just floating and going with whatever doors open. And it's a fabulous, fabulous energy. You hit December and there's a sense of, you know, everything is moving ahead, not as rapidly as you'd like, but as rapidly as it's supposed to go. And I think you're on a whole nother pathway here, but it's going to take you getting out of your own way for you to get there. Okay?
Okay.
You have Barbara, a great year coming. I mean, it's just don't try to manage it.
Yeah, you know, I've had a lot of difficulties and I've had a lot of issues in the last few years, and I'm finally kind of free where I can do what I want to do. And, yeah, maybe I just need to, like, relax and let go.
Yeah, it's, you know, for the longest time as I was, you know, moving in this field, I really thought, every now and then, oh, yeah, I know where you want me to go. It's okay. I'll steer from now on. And every time I did that, I wrecked whatever boat I was in. And I finally got to the place where, even though I think I know what I'm supposed to be doing, I don't really, you know, run ahead and blindly do it. I wait for doors to open. And that's very frustrating. It's very hard to do. But if you do that, then you know that you know, the call was definitely there. And it's sort of like, you know, letting the universe do all the work. And again, you know, you got to stop and think on a strictly physical, this lifetime, this reality level, you can't possibly do things as amazingly well as the universe can do. So get out of the way.
Right, right.
And, you know, well, every now and then look in the mirror and just say, I have to get out of the way. Because you do.
Yeah, I'm trying to get things going. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
It's really hard. I mean, I still stumble at it, and I've been in this field for over 50 years. So, you know, I'm asking you to do something that I already know is hard. But if you do, then everything flows so much more beautifully and smoothly.
Yeah, I need to relax.
You need to relax and let go and let God and just move forward. It's really going to be cool. It really is. Okay?
Okay. Barbara, that was wonderful, inspirational, and just fabulous. And thank you very much for sharing this with me.
You're so welcome. Have a great holiday now.
You too. Thanks, Barbara. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. On to Kim.
Hi, Barbara. This is Kim. Hi.
So how can I help today?
I actually had the opportunity to speak with you briefly on Lizzie and Hazel's show last month.
Uh-huh.
And figured I might call in today for just a little bit of general information about next year, things I can look forward to, but not a whole full year, month-to-month reading.
Okay.
Give me a little hope, a little bright spot.
Just pick the good stuff, huh?
Yeah, I don't want to know any more bad.
Actually, there is no bad. There is no bad. I think that sometimes our perception perceives things as bad, but the reality is everything that comes our way has really a good positive purpose to it. But let's just looking at, gosh. Well, I can tell you that you do have guardian angels here, that there are angels working with you at all times, that you definitely are you're protected, and it's, you know, there's always someone on duty. You tend to forget that and doubt it on a lot of occasions, but the reality is they have to let us make our own mistakes so that we learn from them. I'm not seeing you making any mistakes that are horrendous. I think, for the most part, they're pretty funny. You know, you have to get to the point where you recognize that you've repeated yourself as far as a situation goes over and over again. And, you know, they just go out to lunch when you make about the third time through. It's sort of like, you know, she'll get it someday, but, you know, we can't hit her in the head with a 2x4, so there's nothing that we actually can do. And so that's the feeling I'm getting here. It feels as though whatever lessons come your way this year, they're going to be repeats because you haven't quite gotten the main point yet. And I do feel that you are going to get to that point in time where you say, oh, I've done this before. And my choice was not the smart one, so let me go the other way. Let me take door two this time. And I'm seeing you doing that, and I think that your angels are going to, you know, more or less be cheering for you. And, you know, it's inappropriate, but I see one of them with a pom-pom. So, you know, it's like they're rooting you on here. I don't see major difficulties. I do see that sometimes you will make a mountain out of a molehill, which, you know, is not exactly, you know, what was planned for you. It almost seems, this is really sort of funny. I'm seeing you doing something in life and having one of your angels looking at the other angel and saying, this wasn't supposed to be a test. What is she doing? And you know, it's just sort of like you're treating everything as a test, and it's not a test. And you know, you're struggling to understand something. You're trying to put meaning into something that doesn't have meaning. So try not to go off half-cocked this year. You've got law of attraction working for you. You've got the threshold card, which is moving into new levels of understanding of your own perception of this dimension and others. You have greater insight here. There's a lot of creative energy here as well. So that anything of a creative nature that you tend to pick up is going to be very, very, it's going to be rewarding for you, not monetarily, but energetically. I'm seeing past lifetime stuff coming up, so the talents from past lifetimes, are going to be available to you. And you know, there are just a very few things that are not possible to you. But they're the norm, you know. I mean, I don't see you in politics. You've done that and you screwed it up, so you're not going to do politics again.
Sorry.
Well, you were just slightly corrupt, but so that in many ways, anything involving anything like politics would have a governor on you, so to speak, so that you wouldn't go too far, because that's where the temptation happened before. So that's not going to happen. But that does leave a whole bunch of good stuff open to you. And I'm really feeling here that, do you dance? Do you like dancing? Because there's a lot of dancing here.
Really? Oh, I'm farthest from a dancer.
I didn't ask if you were good at it. I said, do you like it?
I don't spend any time doing that.
Well, I'm seeing you dancing, and I'm seeing your spirit dancing, and it does feel as though there's a sense of joy that comes over you after the first of the year that is very profound and is going to be with you for a long time. You've crossed the threshold. You've come to another point in life here, and this is one that is supposed to be celebrated joyfully, and the more fun you have, the more evolved you'll become. Because it feels like you've made the realization that solemn and ritualistic is not the way to go. And once you cross that threshold, almost anything is open to you. So a vision board, good idea for you.
Okay.
Help the universe help you. I think with two guardian angels, you know, with you at all times, that you know, it's amazing. It's just amazing the good stuff that is going to happen, the good stuff you're going to draw to yourself. But a vision board would really help you to crystallize things and for to the universe to sort of have a roadmap.
That
makes sense
to
you?
Yeah, I like that idea a lot. I have the vision board in my head almost every day, so I guess getting
yeah, well,
it out
in your head. In your head doesn't do anybody any good. It has to
yeah.
be. It has to be committed to this reality, and
yeah.
and you know, once you take it out of the ether and you put it onto paper someplace, then the universe can roll up their sleeves, and can take it further. Okay.
Do you see me? I mean, I've had a lot of intense psychic type experiences lately, rushing in really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see me settling into that somehow next year in some way? Or
I think that what you're getting are your flashes from past lives where you've been, you know, really a trained practitioner. I think that if you are journaling this down as
yeah.
it happens, it gives you a chance to get a better hold on it and to more fully understand the purpose of what it is and the message that goes along with whatever happens. So, again, you're keeping so much in your head that the universe isn't sure what's gotten through or not. You've got two guardian angels here. I would say I would go for it and go for it with gusto, but understand it's a process that takes a long time to develop, and if you keep a journal of the insights and the impressions and things that you're getting, it's going to make for a richer environment for you.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure what to do with it all.
Well, journal it down so you have a record and then a better understanding of it. And then yeah, I got to tell you, anybody in this field who is really, 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 really good has been called to it, has not decided at some point in time, I'm going to be a psychic. It's been a learning process. It's been a process of kind of coming to grips with what's going on and understanding the doors that have been cracked open and the
yeah.
gifts that are inside. And
yeah.
it takes a while. And the more you write things down, the more that you keep records and then go back and add greater insight to it, the richer it'll become. I mean, are you gonna, you know, really understand it and know how to use it? I do believe you are.
Really?
But it takes time. It's not something that happens overnight, and you have to put yourself out there by journaling these things down and letting you teach you what you already know.
Right, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
I just feel like I'm letting go of a lot of the fears about it. I've had this my whole life, so now the experiences are pretty awesome.
And let me also say that no matter what it is you're seeing, it's always symbolic. So
okay.
understand that you know, really, sometimes our consciousness gives us such weird symbols that at first sight they're a little scary, but the reality is it means something totally different.
Oh, okay.
So they're getting our attention with something important.
Uh-huh.
I had a very good friend who was a tarot reader who called me, oh gosh, this goes back maybe 10 or 15 years, but she called me four or five times in a row and kept saying, I'm trying to give myself a reading and all I get is a death card, am I going to die? And she said it happened over and over and over, and by the fifth time she called me, I said, you know, you're being ridiculous. You know the death card doesn't mean death, it means rebirth, it means birth. And she said, yes, but I keep getting the death card and I don't understand what's going on. And I said, well, it's so obvious, I can't believe you can't see it. And she, you know, that's when she wanted to kill me. And and she said, you know, just explain it to me, don't try to teach me. And it was like, okay. And I said, I have heard you say any number of times that while you want a relationship, you'd rather die than get married. And I said, all I can see is I think you're getting married. And, you know, she said, oh, you're so full of it. And she hung up the phone. 6 months later, I was at her wedding.
Oh, my gosh.
So just an example of the fact that, you know, what is initially perceived
mm-hmm.
is symbolic of something else, totally something else. So don't get spooked, okay?
Okay, okay.
And if you have anything that spooks you, for heaven's sakes, email me and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Yep.
You take care now.
Thanks, Barbara.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have White Lily in the chat room, and she apparently got dropped and had to reboot. You asked me in an IM about, you know, should you possibly be taking your teaching to another level and another direction? And I would say absolutely. I think it's very appropriate. And from the feeling that I got when you asked the question the very first time, it seems to me that it is a new direction. I'm not sure if TV is it, but, you know, work with it, play with it, and be open to what the universe brings to your doorstep, because the universe is sort of getting you ready to move in a new direction. And as far as clients and stuff like that goes, when the universe wants us to take a break and refocus, it's very unsubtle in giving us messages. I know that there are times where everything just stops dead for me, and I'm meant to sort of recharge and refocus and recognize that there is a new direction that I need to go. And so that you need to understand that you can't possibly repeat what you've been doing. It has to be a new level, a new dimension, a new focus of the same field, so that it gives you a chance to grow as well as and learn as well as teach others. And so I would say I would sit back and I would look at your different options, and I would look at the different directions you can take. Take the gifts and talents that you have. It could be radio, it could be TV, and understand that there is there are changes that need to go on inside of you, and once those changes are made, then you're going to be able to pursue a different level or dimension or focus of the spiritual work that you're focused in. I think that there's a reassessment that has to go on, and then after that, the doors will open for you, and they won't open until you've got the right focus, the right direction. So that's the way you figure out which is right and which is not right for you. When the door opens, you step through it. And if the universe wants you to sit still and work on yourself for a while, then clients stop and you just have to do the work. And then once the work is done, the door opens again. Okay. Got Ellen here in New York. Hi, Ellen. How are you doing?
Just fine. Hi, Barbara. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Thank you.
My condolences to you on your loss. I was unaware of it until I heard that call and mention it. And I am so sorry.
You know, it's not a loss, because he's still very much around me. And the only big change is I can get a word in edgewise. But you know, it's losing someone that you care for, you know, deeply is certainly a growth thing, and it's important to recognize the fact that Patrick finished everything he was here to do, and that he's moved on to traumatize another dimension. And trust me, I'm sure he will. So how can I help you today?
Well, I wanted to tell you, you did 2011 for me. And it turns out 2011 was more like 2012 for me. And maybe it's because I was stuck. So I am calling to see if you can, what is it, let her rip. And even for just the first couple of months for 2013.
Okay. Well, I think from what I'm seeing here, it's going to be a time in which and you know, I do have to say that you know, I give what I see in line for you. I give you what I see coming and what you have set up to you know, bring into your life, and you're absolutely right. You have control over how fast it happens or how slow it happens. I mean, sometimes people are able to really crank it up so that, you know, it only is 6 months, and sometimes they can make it 2 years, and sometimes I can, you know, for 5 years tell them, I refer you back to the last reading because you haven't done anything. So what I see coming up for you, though, is that you're coming into a new balance of life. You're coming into a new focus. And it does feel as though you've done a tremendous amount of internal work. And that this is going to be a year in which a lot of the newness of you, you know, impacts your reality and your dimension, and shifts and changes the focus that you have as far as your place in this dimension and reality. I think that from what I'm seeing here, you're becoming more and more aware of the fact that, and I was just talking about it, so it's very appropriate you called in now, that you are focused on your calling, and you absolutely do have a calling. There is absolutely no doubt about it. And what I'm seeing here is that it appears you are frustrated with the fact that you know you have a calling, you just don't know what it's for. And so it's up to the universe to sort of present you with the openings for the pathway. And I do feel that you are in a balanced place where if and when unique and unusual things happen, you are able to move forward and put your big toe in the water, not jumping in fully dressed, but being open to trying something new and different. And what I'm feeling here is, as you get into January, there is this sense of tantalizing little suggestions of things that you might go and directions that you might go towards. And of course, you always have free will, but. And you know, in the case of something like, I don't know, belly dancing, maybe you want to think about it. But if it's of a spiritual nature, if it's of a new direction, if it's of a creative spirit or whatever, I would say take a shot at things. Don't sign yourself up for massive coursework in anything, because you carry inside of you the master teacher that you've brought through time. You have all the talents and skills to do amazingly wonderful, phenomenal things. And you seem to be holding back a lot. And so the universe, in many cases, is just sort of biding its time and waiting for you to have the courage to take that first step. And once you take the first step, then everything will fall into place. As you get into February, you've got the law of attraction here. And that's first of all, that's an energetic that is always, always, always and ever at play within our lives, but sometimes it becomes magnified, and that's the case this February for you. It feels as though anything that you put out there is going to come back at you, and you'll draw it into your life. But it's important for you to understand that it isn't just putting it out there once and then waiting. It's something that has to be a constant flow and a constant focus within your reality. So many people, you know, with the law of attraction think, you know, well, I'll meditate for 10 minutes and then it should happen. And the reality is, it's what you put out the majority of the time is what you draw into you. So it's not consciously what you're asking for or suggesting, it's subconsciously what you're radiating to bring into your life that is going to happen. So take a good note of the things that come into your life in the February timeframe, because that's what you're putting out.
Okay.
And you know, sometimes in my life, anyhow, I have recognized that quality and looked around and been appalled and offended at what I was drawing in. And at one point I sat down and said, oh, there has to be a massive reworking of something here, because this is not what I think I'm putting out. So there's readjustment here. But I do think you're in a wonderful place, and I think what you, the energy that you're sending out is of a very sincere and pure and spiritual nature, so that it looks like you're in good shape. As you get into the March time frame, March is a time where I see you analyzing. I see you really sort of taking stock of life and maybe being a little over serious about it. It's really important that you understand that you know, you have gathered what you need and what you don't need, it's okay to let go of, but you have a stockpile of stuff that you've gathered and saved and you're not using and you don't need. I think you have baggage that you don't need, and it would be appropriate as you get into the March time frame to sort of look it over and get rid of what you don't need anymore. Feels like there's emotional stuff you need to sort of go through and let go of some stuff here. I was about to ask
whether you're talking about physical things or emotional things. So you think it's more emotional baggage.
It's more emotional, and my best example of emotional baggage in an over 60 person is my sister, who is, she's 63, and she still holds it against me that I cut her pigtail off when she was 3 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And she's still holding on to it. So, she doesn't have the pigtail, but she's still holding on to the occurrence. And the last time she mentioned it, I said, you know what, I'm not going to apologize anymore. You just get over it and get on with life here. That's ridiculous. I don't know if she got over it, but she doesn't mention it anymore, so I'm hopeful. It's stuff that's weighing you down. And I don't think it's weighing you down now, but I think as you get into the March time frame, there's a new lightness to spirit here, and I think that having that baggage is gonna make things a little slower for you than it might have. And telling somebody to let go of something is one thing. Actually, you know, intellectually you can do it, but emotionally it's sometimes harder.
Yes.
So, you know, you may need to do things like, have a funeral and put the memory and the remembrances of that in the hole and pack it down, or have a bonfire and just toss notes of things you want to really let go of and watch them go up in flames and stuff like that. Don't burn anything precious, by the way. If something is really precious to you, then take a picture of it and burn the picture to get rid of the memories. As you get into the April and the May time frame, here's where cool things start to really, really happen. And it does feel as though you're going to get a greater insight, a greater understanding of you know, what life holds for you. And it's going to be an amazing time. It's going to be a time in which, you know, what you've sent out returns to you. And it does feel as though there's this wonderful, compassionate nature about you that really begins to radiate strong, wonderful energy that will draw really neat things and people into your life. And as you get into the May time frame, what you send out does return to you greatly magnified, and this is a time of gifting. This is a time when people really return to you things from this lifetime and lifetimes past. The May, June, and July lifetime months are just profound. They have a sense of abundance coming in and freedom of whatever your restrictions were, whatever the blockages that you were put up that prevented things from coming to you have come down. There is a wonderful feeling here of rewards that come from out of time, so that I think that you have worked very, very hard to make yourself a vessel that will hold a tremendous amount of richness and a vessel that will have things come in, and then you will give out so that there is a constant receiving and then sending out and receiving and then sending out. Amazing energy, a lot of spiritual stuff going on here. as you get into August, that this sense of freedom of understanding the spiritual energies around you and incorporating the spiritual into your life to a far greater extent than you ever have before, so that in many ways the spiritual opens doors for you and brings into you new understanding and a new richness that is really very profound. I'm not saying you're going to become a fanatic, but I am saying you're going to be a lot more intensive about the spiritual that's going on within you and around you. Your house is in order in September. There's a new sense of having put the... And when I say your house is in order, I'm not talking necessarily your physical house. That has a little work that it could be done on it, but your emotional house and your body and everything inside your body feels as though it's really in a wonderful, wonderful balance. You're embraced by the universe. You're embraced by universal love as you get into October here. And here's where you just know you're loved by the other side, by this side too. I almost, you know, it almost feels as though you are sensing spirit around you. Do you do that now?
Sometimes I do. I feel very protected. Things have happened, and I realize that things have, even though things look bad, they didn't get that bad. I was somehow protected.
Yeah. Oh, you've got amazing stuff going on here, and I do feel that there is the essence of a healer in you. And that at some point in time, you're going to take it even further than you have to this point in time. There's magic. There's profound magic and love and spirit energy and insight here. And I think that it's working on bubbling inside. It will be manifesting after into 2014. And you have a whole new shift that's going to change your life profoundly coming up, in a good way.
Do you mind if I asked you about this? You said you used the phrase "getting my house in order," and then you said it was more like the metaphorical sense, not the physical one. Actually, I don't have a physical house, and you said physically, well, more work has to be done there. What did you mean there? Since I don't have a house.
Well, you have a home. Unless are you living out of your car? I mean,
no. I share an apartment, but it's a temporary arrangement.
Well, I was referring to your home, the home in which you are residing. You know, not many people actually own their own home, so at least in my circle. it feels like it was your physical home, the place where you live. It feels like energetically things could be changed within your power to change them.
Oh, well, I just hope to be out of there within the next couple of weeks or months. So that's why I asked. Whether you're picking up energies regarding the present physical space I'm in, or
no.
Something.
No, I was in September when I was saying that.
Oh, okay. That's fine. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
Oh, okay, guys. We have made it through. I will see you all next Friday. And thank you for hanging in there with me. Thank you for being so kind. And thank you for being kind to one another. I'm going to get off and check out the news. Take care now. Bye-bye.